link, and you might have missed it. In his valedictory speech at the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, President Joe Biden made several brief overtures to the African continent, reminding world leaders of the evils of South Africa's apartheid regime, calling for an end to Sudan's grueling conflict, and citing urgency in combating an mpox outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But these two short lines may have the most weight.
The UN needs to adapt and bring new voices and new perspectives. That's why we support reforming and expanding the membership of the UN Security Council.
For years, African leaders have called for a seat at this table. But critics point out that Washington does not support a critical part of Security Council membership, veto power. Cameron Hudson, a senior fellow in the Africa program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says African nations are puzzled by Biden's stance.
So this is really, I think, an unfinished project of his, probably more words than reality, quite frankly. The fact that he has caveated this announcement by saying that Africans shouldn't get the veto when they do, and if they do get permanent seats on the Security Council, frankly, has left Africans scratching their heads.
John Fortier, a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, said it matters that Biden use this platform to call for an end to Sudan's raging 17-month conflict, but doubts whether that call will provoke action.
This is one that of conflicts that is serious, but has not been getting world attention. And I think his pointing to it is really to elevate it in world consciousness, but not yet to really know how we're going to see an end to this.
And Biden's announcement that he will visit Angola next month allows him to keep his promise to visit the continent. But again, Hudson wondered how this long-delayed visit will actually land.
Coming as it does, at the very tail end of his administration, without much to, I think, really celebrate in terms of his involvement in Africa, I think the visit will ring rather hollow.
Biden has 4 months left in his presidency. Can he use that time to convince the world's fastest growing continent that these are more than just well-meaning words? Anita Palviewi, News, New York.